Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Boom.
Lots of booms this week.
Lots of booms.
On NXT.
Bams.
Slams.
Adam Cole slams.
Yeah.
The plams.
It was like the Batman show. You know? Boom, pow.
Pow.
All that stuff.
Yeah, we had, what, four matches?
Did we?
Four?
One, two... Three. What was the fourth one you were thinking of?
What was the first? that segment. I guess I meant four segments. I didn't mean matches.
Sure.
Four segments, if you include the Street Profits. What? Then five. Five, right. Like, different things happening on the show.
Yep.
What was that?
The Street Profits? We'll get to that.
What? I didn't get it.
I don't know if you're supposed to get it.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't get it.
Look, it was only one bad part, right? The rest of the show was pretty good.
No, the matches were phenomenal.
Especially the beginning of the show.
Great.
We start NXT with Johnny freaking Wrestling.
Your next North American champion.
We can only hope so.
I'm sure.
He kind of has The Rock's heel gimmick. Like, he doesn't know he's a bad guy.
Yeah, you
know,
you've said that,
like,
before, yeah.
The Rock first, when he first became a bad guy and he was like the people's champ, he's like, I'm the people's champ, and everyone's booing the shit out of him, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of how he is acting. He says, success around here isn't measured by wins and championships. I'm sorry, it is measured by wins and championships. It doesn't matter how hard you try or how good of a person you are. In 2019, Johnny Gargano will become a champion.
Yes.
And then he mentions Tommaso.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain.
Maybe better.
I'd almost put the house on him winning this title.
Right. So he mentions Tommaso Ciampa and the crowd chants for DIY. Johnny tells the crowd, don't get confused about the moment in the cage. That meant nothing.
I didn't like this part.
That was a one-time thing, and it will never happen again.
I didn't like that part because, like, I want to just, like, maybe believe that that could still happen.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
what I mean?
Maybe they're trying to throw you off.
Yeah, but that would be like a triple reverse. You know what I mean? How many times can you reverse the football on an NFL team?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't make sense for him to all of a sudden, you know, be like, oh, I want to be friends with Ciampa. You know, he took off his wedding ring.
I just think you don't talk about it.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? I'm sure that fan returned it that caught it. I'm sure.
Really? You think so?
I'm sure the fan returned the fake wedding ring that he threw into the crowd. No, I don't know. I'd rather it still be out there where we don't know. I didn't want him to address it. So I don't know. But he addressed it, and he said, you're still a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Mr. Ciampa.
With a championship that I want.
Right. So, well, for now, I'm going to go with this other championship.
Right. He likes the idea of taking the North American championship. So out comes Ricochet. Ricochet asks Johnny, are you going to take my title from me face-to-face like a man? Or are you going to take it from me after attacking me in the parking lot?
How many times? So this is like his legacy now?
Yeah.
Everyone's just going to refer to this all the time?
Yes.
Great.
That's how that works, man.
Great.
One embarrassing thing, and that's all the people remember you by.
Yeah.
He says, you may call yourself Johnny Takeover now, but at Takeover Phoenix, there will be one and only man who walks out the North American champion, and you're looking at him. So then, Tommaso Ciampa walks out.
Yes.
But Johnny tells him, shut up and get out of here. This isn't about you.
Shut your face hole.
Go away.
Yeah.
Then Aleister Black's music hits, but he appears on the Titantron telling Ciampa, I hope you're more concerned with me than grooming your little dog of war, because unlike him, I pose a real threat to you.
I don't know. This promo had me to believe, like, if I didn't know anything else, I'm like, Aleister Black is 100% taking this title back from Ciampa. Now, because I watched the show,
yeah,
I don't think there's any way that's going to happen. So right. I'm kind of curious how they're going to book this match.
Because mm-hmm.
you can't have interference. That's been done. It's been beaten.
Again, well, all right.
Black has to, you think, Johnny?
I think Ciampa, this is what I think happens at TakeOver. I think Ciampa helps Johnny win, and Johnny's like, what the hell? I didn't need your help. Like, kind of like shocked that he helped him again. And then Aleister Black's about to win, but then Johnny comes out and he helps Ciampa win.
And then they're just both heel champions.
Yeah.
It's too soon. I don't know. Yeah, okay. If you can't beat them, join them.
Right.
Hey, bad guys is cooler.
And then
we tried to beat the living shit out of each other. You literally, like, stabbed me in the back. He threw my wedding, like some really deep personal stuff.
Yeah.
And now he's like, all right, we're cool.
And then he turns on him before take over New York or Brooklyn or whatever they're going to call it.
So they fight for the fourth pay-per-view?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Then maybe Johnny doesn't win? I don't know. So much can happen.
Johnny wins. How dare you?
I know he does.
So yeah, Aleister says that TakeOver Phoenix, I will make you fade to black. The lights go out, but when they come back on, Black is standing behind Ciampa and attacks him. Ciampa runs to the back. Aleister chases after him. And then Gargano cheap shots Ricochet with a super kick.
Boom.
Can a wrestling show start any better than this? This is pretty great.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love how Ricochet fell. Like
in slow motion.
His head goes back, and then he just falls straight back on the mat.
Yeah.
And there's no big thump because he's like 84 pounds.
He's dead.
Like he just goes boom.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah. That's, greatness. I mean, what a way to start the show. Really. Yeah. It was awesome. Next up, we see William Regal announcing via tweet that Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong will defend the NXT tag titles against the War Raiders at TakeOver Phoenix.
Yeah.
Save that for later.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that.
Save that for later.
Next up, we got Bianca Belair versus Nikki Cross.
For the third time.
Third time.
This time, there must be a winner.
Yes. Thank you, Teddy Long.
Sure.
No, but it was a good match. Nikki. Sure. Hits the swinging neck breaker, but Bianca rolls out of the ring because she's got that ring presence, you know?
Ring presence.
I always thought that was always kind of weird to me. Like, oh, she's such a smart veteran because... Why? Because if Nikki would have covered her, then she couldn't have rolled? Like, she took the finisher, so she rolls out of the ring.
Right, like you have the power to roll, but not move
not to
your
kick
shoulder.
Out.
Right.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of weird when they do that.
That's true.
Like, oh, she rolled out of the ring before she fell asleep.
Before,
I don't.
Because you hook that leg, you don't have enough strength if the leg is hooked.
No, no, no.
But you can just barely roll.
But
out.
You can do like five rolls out of the ring, and then make a 10 count.
It's one of those wrestling things that they've said it for years, and you just accept it.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that. I've always just accepted, like, yeah.
Good
cerebral assassin right there. Rolled out.
So smart.
They can't be pinned. Wait a minute. Right.
So smart. Yeah.
So smart.
Or like the foot on the rope. So you can put your foot on the rope, but you can't kick out.
Move this.
You could even grab the rope with your hands, but you can't kick out.
But you can't do this. Yeah. It's about the same motion.
That's why the Kevin Owens rope break was the best rope break of all time with the finger. Just the tip of the index finger. That was so great. How did Vince not like that match? If you watch the Kevin Owens, the 365 documentary,
yeah,
like they said, Vince McMahon hated the match he had with Jericho at Mania. And it was like, how? How could he have hated that match? That moment was so great with the finger on the rope.
McMahon said?
Yeah.
It was like that?
Well, they show footage of him going up to Vince after the match. He's like, we good? And Vince was like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So... maybe they just filmed it for the documentary. I don't know.
Is he just out of favor? Is that why? Oh my God.
I guess.
Come on, Vince.
Again, I think one of the reasons why Jericho left, went to Japan, and ultimately isn't going back with WWE, signed with All Elite Wrestling, because Jericho knows the original plan. He said on his podcast, we all figured it was going to happen, was that it would have been Jericho and Owens at WrestleMania for the Universal title.
Right.
That's why I also thought Jericho had a good shot at winning the Rumble, because he should have that year.
Right. Yep.
And then it was Orton. But
and Goldberg.
Goldberg.
I'm going to come in for 4 months and fuck it all up.
Screw everything up.
Because I'm Goldberg.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Goldberg. Oh, hello. Here's a title.
Yeah.
Here's a title.
Thank you.
What else do you need? A shirt?
Whatever.
Yeah.
All the money in the world?
Rousey, here's a title. Brock Lesnar, a title. Fuck, anybody... I just become famous and join WWE after the fact. Okay, here's a title.
Yeah, David Arquette's like, man, why couldn't I be famous now?
David Arquette?
I'd be the WWE champion.
David Arquette? What's going on, buddy?
He's not famous anymore, though.
Here's a title.
Yeah.
We have these laying around. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jericho's
come on,
like...
Vince, this is so WCW of you.
Exactly.
To do this.
Jericho's like, we told one of the best stories and you're going to ruin the ending? I'm out.
Right.
Go to Japan.
Hey, Sting.
Fuck you. That's right. Sting got totally fucked.
Like, how did he not win a title?
Yeah.
He's the most deserving out of every name I mentioned
to
win a WWE title.
Right.
Vince is like, hey, I let Goldberg come in and win a title. I hired Bischoff.
Yep.
But all these years, you never wanted to come, so fuck you. Yeah. I think that's what Vince thought.
Yeah, totally.
WrestleMania, I'm going to put you up against someone old, Triple H, and lose. And you have to hug him after. He's going to hit you with a sledgehammer to the face. On your face.
Yep.
And you'd be like, that's cool, bro. Good match.
Yeah,
good match, everyone.
You know what?
Everyone here, good match.
You are the cerebral assassin. Oh, man, you are really good in the ring when you have a sledgehammer in your hands.
And Shawn Michaels super kick. Yeah. Jesus.
And, you know, the only guys I had in my back were the NWO, the guys that I feuded with for like 10 years.
Hard feuded with. Hey, we were on the same show, so we'll get your back.
Yeah.
I hate you.
No,
who's coming out next? Ric Flair? I mean, woo! Oh, shit.
Right. Yeah, that would have probably made a little more sense.
It would have made a little more sense. Arn Anderson, they just kept bringing people into that match where it was like a 30-man.
Yeah.
We just found out this is now a 30-man battle royal.
Yeah.
Maybe from the 80s and 90s.
That's probably why they wouldn't give, you know, like he's like, yeah, Sting, you didn't want to come. You're not even going to get the Undertaker match that everyone wants to see.
Everyone wants to see.
Nope.
I mean, if he can lose to Triple H, he can lose to The Undertaker.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that I would have been totally fine with, but it's whatever. Yeah. So anyways, back to Nikki Cross and Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
In the end, Nikki goes for a crossbody off the top rope, but Bianca moves out of the way and hits Nikki with her finisher to get the win.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's undefeated.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a undefeated-est.
Yes.
She's got to obviously go into the pay-per-view undefeated.
Of course. So that she could be defeated.
Will she win? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I don't know. It's a coin toss.
Next up, we have an update from the Street Profits. What?
I feel like...
What?
We'll get to that garbage. I feel like maybe Baszler loses and then like comes into the WWE... With Rousey doing like kind of a heel turn so that Becky can like ultimately beat her at WrestleMania.
That is some wishful thinking.
And then like Rousey with her girls and then Becky maybe with her girls, but it's really just Becky versus Rousey and Becky goes over, leading to a Survivor Series.
I've been saying that for 2 years. You stupid idiot.
The hell is wrong with me? Who's writing this show? You? Me?
Yeah. No.
Unfortunately not. How amazing would that sound?
Yeah. Sure.
You could have like a Mick Foley moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like where he beats The Rock and you have DX and you have the corporation and Stone Cold, like whatever.
Yeah.
It's like such a great moment. You can have that. At WrestleMania, you dumbasses. Hey, dumbasses. If Becky wins the Rumble, you can main event WrestleMania with women. With women.
Mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia with women, and we'd be like,
yes,
awesome,
right?
This is great.
Whereas, like, you know, even like 2 years ago, we would have never imagined that would be possible.
No,
the women main event Mania, there's no good women characters really, like, you know, and now you have the best character in the company with Becky Lynch.
I feel like they have a nice, clean new toy, and they don't know what to do with it, they just want to squeeze it and break it.
Easy, Farley.
Do the Joker thing.
What?
When he talks about that. Remember, he talks about how, like, oh, they have a little pretty toy. They don't know what to do with it. That's
who?
In there. The Joker.
No. Not Heath Ledger. He doesn't say anything about toys.
Toys or like, something like that. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. So, yes. Street Profits update. You ready for this?
Oh, God.
Angelo Dawkins... is giving a beat with his mouth. He's just going... psh, 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 psh. And Montez Ford is like singing that they will take over in 2019. By the way, they said the same thing the prior year. I'm not even kidding.
So not very good to profiting.
They were in the crowd.
From the profits.
They were in the crowd and they were like, the Street Profits will take over in 2018. And everyone was like, yeah. And then that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So they're saying it again this year. They did say that they evolved last year. Because they won the Evolve tag titles. So they're like, hey, we evolved. And it was like, yes, yes, we did. This went on for way too long. They were outside in that area where a couple of brawls have happened. It's so weird, that area, because I don't know exactly what it's supposed to be. I'm guessing like that's where theater, like they do theater stuff, because like the college, because it's all these like fake stores, and they're like they're trying to open doors, like, oh, that door won't open, that door won't open.
What was that?
And then they open a door, and they're like, we're going to be opening doors.
Oh,
in 2019.
No, what you showed me is you're going to fail to open doors.
Yeah,
and maybe one will open.
Right.
You know, the door to losing to Oney Lorcan and or whoever else they're going to lose to.
Yeah.
No. I don't even know why they got this whole segment.
Right.
It was awful. It was long.
It's always bad.
It was boring.
Yeah. Not good.
When the Joker's in the hospital, he talks about like a plan and like it's like a dog chasing a car.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, God, I don't know what to do with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was
I'm a dog
to.
Chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I caught it. You know, I just do things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's
what okay.
That's exactly what I was going for.
All right. So, anyways.
Yeah.
On to the next match. We have Fabian Aichner and Martel Bartel.
Oh, yeah. The jobbers are up against. Like they're, Heavy Machinery or...
No, they're facing two jobbers.
War Machine... What?
They're facing two jobbers.
Jobbers versus jobbers now?
No. These are not jobbers.
Fabian Aichner.
They're good. They're like the heel version of Lorcan and Birch.
I thought they were Lorcan and Birch. I wasn't really paying attention. I saw them kind of like, oh, Lorcan and Birch.
They're the heel Lorcan versions Birch of them because...
And they say Aichner, and I'm like, oh, you know what? They changed their names. They're the same boring tights, bald, you know, hey, I'm like every other wrestling action figure you ever had.
Yeah.
Where the hair wears off.
Again, they're really good in the ring. It's just so far they have no gimmick. That's the problem. Gimmick.
Yeah.
That's why they're like Lorcan and Birch. They're just garbage. Bad guys.
They're garbage to me. I mean, maybe they're great someday, but they're garbage for now.
Well, Bartel's had a few singles matches. I think he had one with Ricochet, he was the one that had the one with Keith Lee where he looked awesome and Keith Lee didn't.
Right.
And
that's
I was like,
true.
Bartel's
his
great.
Debut, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, it was. But it wasn't a complete squash. The jobbers got the hot tag and got some moves in. But of course, Aichner and Bartel won with their finisher, which is a powerbomb into a German suplex. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take
the finisher.
They need
cool.
a gimmick. Like,
well,
like
called
those
the...
guys, the Sons. I forgot their name. But like, they need like some cool gimmick, like bikers or something.
Right. We have enough biker gimmicks.
Hopefully that wouldn't be forgotten.
They're called the European... They said something like the Euro... They have a tag team name. Like, it was the European something.
Union?
Maybe. Because Aichner's Italian and Bartel's German.
The European Union?
It might have been Union or Connection. The European Connection. It was something like that. It was European
something.
That was
a popular name in the late 80s. Putting Connection after like two guys like this that they just slammed together.
So they get the win. And really, I guess they're on NXT UK, but I guess this is them just showcasing the UK
is
guys.
Is that UK thing tonight? The pay-per-view? Or like tomorrow morning / tomorrow?
I think it is this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever. Yeah. The first ever takeover in the UK.
Blackface. Black horse.
What?
Black. It's black something.
Oh, the name of the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Black
Down.
Yeah?
I don't know.
So next up, we go outside the arena where Kathy Kelly tracks down Ricochet, who says, all the respect I had for Johnny Gargano before, he super kicked away.
Dumb.
Nerd. Now I'm going to take him out. Hit the network. Is it on? No, that's just the show.
Wow, they're really showing a lot of that show.
It must be tomorrow then if they're just showing a bunch of UK, NXT UK shows.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
So.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah.
Blackpool.
Blackpool. Oh, it's in Blackpool.
Probably.
But it's also called Black. Well, yeah, that's what takeovers are. It's called where they are.
Regal is the commissioner, right?
No, he's not.
He should be.
No, it's some other old guy I've never heard before.
Right.
Right. Right. So anyways, Ricochet wants to take Gargano out, and he demands the match, so obviously it's going to happen. Backstage, Sarah Schreiber interviews Keith Lee, who challenges Cassius Ohno to a match next week because he beat up his best friend, Matt Riddle.
Are they best friends? Why, because they debuted at the same time?
He said that they've been on the road together. They're friends.
All right.
Remember we saw them walking backstage?
Yes, friends.
We saw them walking backstage that 1 week. Remember? They were walking. And then Matt Riddle was like, bro. And Keith Lee was like,
did we just become best bros?
Glory.
Bro.
And he was like, bro, glory. And bask in my bro. All
right.
So that'll happen. And then finally we have EC3 versus Adam Cole. And EC3 comes out first, looking like he's the fifth member of the Undisputed Era.
Yeah, pretty much.
In a perfect world, he is the final and fifth member of Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
You know? Also, EC3 is a giant next to Adam Cole.
Yeah.
A giant.
Yeah.
And
we met EC3 and he was
Taller than EC3. 11, yeah. Like 5'10". I was a little taller than him.
Yeah.
So Adam Cole's like
little.
5'8"?
5'8".
Yeah, he's small. Yeah.
5'7" maybe. He's a little guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, he is.
205 live.
Yep. shut up. But no, it was a good match. But the Three Stooges distracted EC3 in the end, so Cole could win with the last shot. When are they going to bar these guys from ringside? Really?
I mean,
this is ridiculous.
I mean,
all three of them.
Yeah.
EC3 was about to win.
I wouldn't keep taking these matches.
No, definitely not.
And he hit them. It's his fault. They weren't going to touch him. He hit them.
Yeah.
No, they attacked him. The ref wasn't looking.
So they continue to attack EC3 after the match until the War Raiders show up and clean house. One of them powerbombed and body slammed Strong and Fish at the same time. That was cool.
Yeah.
Then they hit their tag team finisher on O'Reilly and the Undisputed Era retreats.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks away
from now. I believe. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
War Raiders have to take these titles. They can't keep losing. Although we've said that in the past about a lot of different people. Shinsuke's got to win this title. Orton's got to win this title, right? 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 And then we're always like, nope.
Mm.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's, yeah, you would think so. You would think so.
Unless they have to hold all the gold.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So that's the end of NXT. So who was your worst dressed?
Worst dressed was, what are those guys' names? Eichner and Fabian? Martel and Eichner?
But they matched. They were both all in black.
It's. Hey, you guys got an extra pair of underwear? We're going to the ring. Hard pass.
Oh, man. Worst dressed. Jeez. I don't know.
The Street Prophet that had a hat that said fam.
He had a hat that said fam?
He did.
I'm going to go with that. Best dressed?
I'm going to go Ricochet.
Yeah?
Looking sharp in that suit. Looking sharp.
All right.
Looking sharp.
Bianca Belair for me.
All right.
Worst moment, Street Profits.
By far.
Easy one. And then best moment.
I mean, I almost want to say like EC3 coming out. Because he's got such a cool entrance.
He does.
But so does Shock the System.
The super kick.
Yeah, no.
So Ricochet was mine. Gargano super kicking Ricochet.
Yeah, great moment. Yep. Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, now it's time for some breaking news. It's official. This was Nikki Cross's final match in NXT.
Who made it official?
WWE.
Really?
So they have a Performance Center YouTube channel that's actually a separate YouTube channel from their own, and they posted a special goodbye video for her. It was 5 minutes. They showed the crowd chant, "Thank you, Nikki." She even took off her shirt. She was just wearing a sports bra, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. What is this?
And they showed her hugging everyone backstage, including Triple H. And she was like, yeah, I'll be back, though. Like, she was like, NXT's my home.
But was she in the Rumble last year? No.
No.
So she'll just come out for the Rumble in 2 weeks?
Hopefully.
Re-debut?
Yeah.
Third debut, would it be?
Second? I think it's second.
Third.
Third?
Remember she was on the stage?
On the stage?
She was on the stage.
When was that?
Someone died, I think, or something.
No. What?
No, when they announced the women's... Women's only pay-per-view? Maybe she was on stage?
Maybe.
To be like, yes, I won't be in it.
Yeah, I think that's what... Yeah, that might have been what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Triple H was in London celebrating the grand opening of the WWE Performance Center UK.
Sure.
So now they have one there.
Right.
Triple H spoke with Inside the Ropes and said that some talent will stay in NXT or rotate through the territories as this expands to the rest of the globe. He mentioned the Middle East, India, Japan, and South America. So he's taking over the world.
He's trying to.
There's going to be an NXT in every continent. Well, six of them probably. But, like, yeah, he's taking over. That's what this takeover really means.
All Elite Wrestling will be on the network within the year. You mark my words now. Mark them. It's all part of Triple H's experience.
Why would the cons, they're billionaires. They don't need the money.
Okay. Answer your own question on that one, handsome. Why would they even start a wrestling promo?
Well, obviously because the son loves wrestling.
And hi, my name is Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Would you like to work with me on this? Yes.
They could buy. They're richer than Vince. They could buy WWE from Vince if they wanted to. Well, if Vince wanted to sell it, but
hey,
they're richer than Vince.
Rumors. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Yeah.
WWE announced the first ever Worlds Collide tournament at Royal Rumble Access. The tournament will feature superstars from NXT, NXT UK, and 205 Live. I know you don't care about the other two shows, so I'll just tell you who's on the NXT part. They're going to have Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream, Dominic Dijakovic, Keith Lee, and Otis Dozovic.
This is at the Access back, like no one will see it except people that are there? This is not news.
No, it's going to be on the network.
Oh, it is now.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
So
Cole versus Dream in the final. I'm going to put over Dream. Okay. You now know what happens there. What else?
I think they're going to set it up to that, like either Cole or Dream's going to have to, you know, be in the finals with a UK guy or a 205 Live guy.
Oh, maybe. So Access has its own. I mean, sorry. The Rumble has its own, like, Access.
Yeah.
The SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Like the big four slash five?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, Cole or Dream for sure will win this, you know, like you would think. That's all for news.
Or they both have a bye into the second round and then get double counted out. So whoever this person is goes right to the finals.
Well, someone's getting a bye because it's 15 guys. So someone's getting a bye.
Oh, so those are just some of the names.
Well, no, this is just the NXT 15 guys.
15 guys?
There's five from NXT, five from UK, and five from 205 Live.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a round number.
No, it's not. So.
All right.
There you go. That's all for news. Did you see?
I have some news.
What's that?
What do you think of Adam Gase? New York Jets' new football coach.
Obviously, I'm not happy about that.
He just failed, like, next door, right? Like, you own a business. You go, hey, what did you do? Oh, did you see that failed hair salon next door? Yeah. Yeah, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
Yep.
Well, you guys beat us twice, so that's all I care about.
Have you seen his teeth? He needs to brush his fucking teeth.
Little yellow.
Little yellow?
All right. I don't know.
What is he, British?
A British man. So, again, positives are he did run the most successful offense in the history of football a couple years ago.
In the history of football?
Peyton Manning, the Broncos.
Oh, he was the coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay.
But unless we can get Peyton Manning out of retirement and with a new bionic arm, maybe we can't do that on the Jets.
Yeah.
Why don't you give them all the tools? Get Le'Veon Bell, get Antonio Brown, slap all this shit together.
They'll probably do get one of them at least.
I mean, we have $100 million in cap space.
Yeah.
You can get them both and their friends.
Right.
And an offensive line. You get them two and do everything else offensive line, that's a team I can win with.
Anyone, sure.
Hey, yeah, coach.
If you get a great team.
It's a team I can win with, okay?
Mm. Yeah, right.
Draft day. Underrated.
So, no, it was horrible.
Draft Day? Shut up.
That movie sucked.
Loved it.
Oh, my God.
I didn't love it, but it was it was funny.
That movie was like trying to recruit fans. Like, it was trying to recruit people to be NFL
fans.
I'm
going to trade all my number ones for number twos, and then I'm going to trade all my number threes for number twos, and then I'm going to trade all my number twos for number one.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It would never happen. So, did you see Aquaman?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I thought it was very good.
Oh, boy.
Are we going to debate this now?
Is it movie fight time?
What's wrong with Aquaman?
How many movies were they trying to be with that movie?
Two.
two. I counted 10.
For a superhero movie?
I counted
That's
10.
That's not bad.
It was like Avatar, Waterworld, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World. They go to, in the end, there's like dinosaur land. What? There's pterodactyls. Yeah. There's dinosaurs everywhere.
They went to the middle of the earth.
There's crab people.
Where it's a paradise.
There was crab people.
There were crab people.
And then like in the middle of the bad guy murdering everyone, there's like this romantic comedy between Aquaman and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
And she's a warrior, right? She's a warrior. And then at one point she's like looking at something on her tippy toes, like, you know, on a step. And she's like, whoa, whoa. And he catches her like, I got you, you know, little girl who's a warrior. Like, what?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah. And then in the end, like the brother's like, after he murdered, like, what all I can imagine is like millions of underworld people, underwater yeah, people.
Right.
They're like, hey, we'll talk later, okay, bro?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
You and me.
Take him away. Make him make sure you can see everything. All right. What's going on over there? Yeah.
And then Aquaman and Amber Heard, what's her name in the movie? I don't know. I don't want to keep saying her. Mara?
No. Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy. Well, first of all, they made her look like Ariel with the red hair and the green.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a Poison Ivy Ariel mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. They make out in the middle of the war that's going on.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of it.
Like, hey.
All right.
He's a horny little bastard. Man.
But I want to talk about the craziest thing in the movie, which was Dolph Lundgren and his hair.
Amazing.
What the fuck was that?
It's amazing. He's underwater.
There were so
Everyone's
many.
Everyone's hair looks amazing.
Okay, underwater. I want to know. The director, by the way, is James Wan, the guy who directed the first Saw movie.
Yeah.
Why did he try to make Dolph Lundgren sexy in this movie?
Not sexy, just like worldly.
No. So there were so many shots, close up shots of Dolph Lundgren, just his face. Of his hair going like so wavy in the water, and he's just like looking at the camera like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on?
And he's like, I don't want to join you.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you should join me. I'll join you.
Right.
And then it's like, hey, he's bad. Arrest him. Like, Dolph, have a fucking spine, bro. Like, you're changing sides every minute.
Every time they show him, though, he's just like,
who's winning?
Almost looking in the camera.
Yeah, I know.
Like, acting like Fabio, like, oh, yeah.
James Wan must be a huge Dolph Lundgren fan.
What the fuck?
As am I.
What a crazy, crazy movie this
was. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I'm not going to fight passionately for the movie.
Yeah.
Because I didn't love it that much. I just thought the visual stuff was pretty cool and whatever.
It was definitely visually nice. Yeah. They don't explain how they talk underwater, just that they can.
Well, at first you can't, and then everyone can. It had some, yeah. Like the brother, can he breathe at the surface?
Yes, because sure he's royalty.
Royalty can breathe.
Yes, only royalty can breathe on the surf, on land. That's why the other fish people were like, yeah! You know. They all looked like, especially the one bad guy who had that, like, what the hell is his name?
Mantis.
They all, like, looked like, he looked something like that. Manta. I don't know. He looked like a Power Ranger villain.
Yeah.
Like, they all looked like a bunch of Power Rangers.
Do you look at the scene after the credits?
Yeah.
Like, all right, Wonder Woman 84, yeah. Justice League, Superman, Batman. What are we going to see? And it's just like Manta or whatever his name is.
And I guess the other...
Like, hey, don't mess with that.
I guess that doctor is some like legendary villain for Aquaman, I'm sure.
Right.
That no one knows about because, you know, who reads Aquaman comics?
Who reads that? Nobody.
But yeah, so I don't know. I thought it was a crazy movie. Like, very weird. But, you know, whatever. All right, fan prediction time.
All right.
Fan predictions?
Fan predictions. Let's see what this is about. There's a new segment.
What
called
the hell?
Fan predictions.
Am I smoking?
All right, let's see what we were wrong about on the Aquaman stuff. Her name was Mara.
I said Mara.
You were wrong. Manta. Did I say Manta?
Nope.
Mantis. And Dolph Lundgren was not in it. So, no.
There you go.
What do you think about Nicole Kidman? She was nice.
She looked kind of retarded in the beginning.
And then when they meet at the end, he's like, I am so old, and you have aged not a day.
Right.
Come on in. Let's be husband and wife now.
Yeah, his the effects they used to make him look young, he looked like a... It was weird. He looked very weird when he was young.
Right.
And then he brought her in, and she's like... she just looks very confused. It's like, oh, she's stupid.
Yeah.
All right, fan questions. Ryan Black, what 5 matches do you predict for the WrestleMania takeover? Oh, my God. It's hard to even pick like a tag.
Ciampa, Gargano, I'm guessing. Maybe like EC3.
Oh, he'll be on the main roster by then.
Probably. He's up and coming. He's coming.
It's hard to see what the tag team...
It's hard to see. It's really hard.
The tag team thing will be by then.
That's really hard. Sorry. Hard
pass. Next hard question. Pass?
Yeah.
Hmm. Women's? What about women's?
NXT women's? I don't know. Probably Bianca Belair winning the championship if she doesn't win it now.
She's going to get 2 chances in a row?
Yeah.
No. Jalen Morgan, are you guys watching NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool? I don't even know when it is.
No.
Sometime this weekend.
The answer is no.
Probably not. Velveteen Drew, who would you rather see hold all the NXT titles at the same time, Undisputed Era or Gargano and Ciampa?
Well, one of them's 4 people and one of them's 2 people, so I would say the 4 people.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Alex Gonzalez, well, mainly because I don't want Gargano and Ciampa to be friends.
Yeah, I know.
I want him to beat him.
Right.
Alex Gonzalez, who will be the first superstar from WWE to jump to All Elite Wrestling and vice versa?
Yeah, we've talked about this in nauseam. I think Kevin Owens is a great candidate for that.
Yeah.
Maybe Sami Zayn, his buddy.
Plus, I don't know, the vice versa. Like, all the people that signed up for All Elite Wrestling so far want to be there. You know, they could have signed somewhere else.
Maybe Kenny Omega does his kind of 2-3 year contract and jumps.
Yeah, we don't even know where he's going yet.
Right.
Mark Furman, let's say you guys get hired to book Raw and SmackDown Women Division from...
I want you to reread that in a second, but I first want to say this. Like, everyone is like expecting this to be WCW. Guys, it probably won't be. This will be closer to TNA than WCW. And I only say that... It might be better wrestling. It might be worse wrestling. I don't know. But WCW, like, had... It was the NWA. You had Ric Flair. You had Hulk Hogan. You're, like, the biggest names in the industry, right? Chris Jericho's great, but you don't have the biggest names in the industry to kind of power this thing for 10 years. So, yeah, it'd be great if they go into the new Monday Night Wars. I just don't see it happening. I think they'll just be the redheaded stepchild to WWE.
Well...
I hope that's they're great, not, but I'm not, sorry.
Right. As far as we know, they're not going head-to-head.
It doesn't matter what night they're on. I don't think they're going to compete. I don't think they're going to be big enough to compete.
Well, the whole... I mean, you're not...
Khan is a businessman. Ted Turner was a dumb businessman who said, I don't want Vince to win. I'm going to lose $100 million just to beat Vince. I don't think Khan's going to be like, oh, pay... Let's go... 20 times the payroll that we can afford just to try to compete? No, they're not going to do that.
Well, reports $100 million is a lot of money.
That's they're going to be businessmen. They're not
$100 million is still a lot of money. But no, you can't really compete unless you're going head-to-head on TV. You know, that's what a competition is, ratings.
Like, if I made a new ketchup, I don't have to compete with
that's
Hines.
What the Monday Night War was. It was a TV ratings battle. It wasn't
I
for
understand
anything
that.
Else.
I'm saying I don't think AEW is trying to compete with WWE.
No, they're not.
I think they're just going to be another wrestling company.
So. Well, sure. They're not going head-to-head on TV. So anyway. That's you know, it's TV ratings.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, they don't want people wearing the fucking shirts to SmackDown or Raw, so.
I took Jericho out of the intro.
They did, SmackDown. Yeah, replaced him with Cesaro.
Yeah.
All right, Mark Furman, let's say you guys get hired to book the Raw and SmackDown's women's division from the Raw after Royal Rumble up to the end of the Raw and SmackDown after Mania, with Vince's only requirement being Sasha and Asuka are both the champions heading into Mania. So that means Sasha would have to beat Ronda at the Rumble and Asuka would have to retain. So who would Sasha? Sasha beats Rousey, and then who does Sasha fight? I don't know.
Becky then? No, Becky would beat... Oh, God. Becky would beat Asuka? I don't know. That sounds awful. I don't have to... I'm not going to do what you said, Mark. I wouldn't book that at all. But if I had to, I'd have to turn Asuka heel so Becky can be the heel.
Becky could fight Sasha.
Just cross shows for no reason.
Sure.
Win the Rumble. Which,
that's what we're expecting anyway.
And beat Sasha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's better with Rousey, so.
Face-face?
Yeah.
Then let Rousey cross over and as a heel beat Asuka, maybe?
Maybe.
All right.
Krill Johnson wanted our thoughts on Adam Gase, so we already gave that.
Yeah.
And Kyle Gardner, what are your thoughts on the Worlds Collide tournament? We mentioned that. And then a lasagna enthusiast, Pushfire Barry, failed NXT call-ups, Bobby Roode, The Revival, and Finn Balor.
I wouldn't call Balor a failed call-up. I don't think I would call him failed. I think
no.
He's won a major title. He had an injury. We don't know what would have happened after that. Probably wouldn't have stripped him that fast. Or made him lose that fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't call him. He's very, very popular.
Plus, he's on TV every week, and he wins almost every match.
So I'd push Bobby Roode, bury Finn Balor, and fire The Revival.
Yeah. Trey, or fire The Revival. They can go to All Elite Wrestling.
There you go.
Perfect. All right. That's all for fan questions. So that's all for the show.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye. Can't see it. That just says dispoo.
It's my uniform for this show. I've worn it every time since I've got it.
Whatever.
So I'm just saying. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with Stone Cold Steve Austin. It kind of looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. I'm not just crazy, loud, egocentric. No doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved, and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric Gallow push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keibler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh. Lashley.